Simulan sa isang song. For all acquaintance, we got
alright.
Oh my God, New Year na.
This is our year-end episode. Surprise! Nine year-end episode.
Bored ka ba?
Or kailangan mo ng pamatay oras?
Ito na ang podcast na para sa'yo.
We grew up in a society dictating na dapat ano kay pagdating ko ng 30s, kasal ka na.
Lahat naman tayo nagbigo sa Malaysia.
Looking back now, kung tatanungin niyo ako kung napatawad ko siya o naman, napatawad ko na siya.
Is over,
but I would never forget.
You not valued?
Samot Sari.
Mga usapang mema at minsan may pinaglalaban din.
Ako si Cabs.
At ako si Celso.
Kami ang inyong host sa podcast na to. We release new episode every Monday.
Tuesday.
Or minsan Wednesday.
Basta mag-upload tayo. Grabe no, 2022 parang dumaan lang ng ano, pack 2022 tapos na.
Mm.
Ang bilis ng panahon, no? Napakabilis.
Totoo. Actually, realization ko yan simula nung nagtrabaho ako. Pag working class ka na pala, ang bilis ng taon.
Lalo, no? Pag nagkakaedad, parang patanda ka ng patanda.
True. Pero, ano, tumatanda oh with grace naman.
May 7:34 na tayo next year. Binukay yung edad.
ang saya lang ng, ano, ngayon, ng spirit ng holiday kasi alam mo and New Year is just around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And Chinese New Year is around the corner kasi mga long weekend yun. Yeah. Dito.
yun na lang as an adult, yun na lang yung look forward. Oh. Ng mga long weekend
time for
double pay.
Yes, sa mga ano ta
live in lieu ganon.
I know, alam mo, naalala ko nag-work out sa Philippines, no, kahit dito naman sa yung sa Malaysia pag holiday yung nag-work ka pa din, nagpuputukan na nasa office ka. So kudos sa mga
kapag ganon.
Yeah, kudos sa mga tao
ayaning puyat
nag-work ngayong nag-work ng Christmas at mag-work ngayong New Year. Sana enjoy nyo pa din kahit nasa
kayo
office
pa mga tunay na bayani na nagbibigay na nagbabayad ng tax.
Uh-oh.
Para ano, umandar ang ating ekonomiya. Saludo po kami sa inyo. Kasama tayo dyan.
Siyang tunay. Pero hindi, naka-off ako.
Pero syempre, nagbabayad ka din ng remittance tax. So,
yeah.
Kasama yun.
Anyway, Celso, how's 2022 been for you? Sana naman naging mabait ang taon na to sa'yo.
Sobrang bilis ng 2022. And at the same time, sobrang ang dami din nangyari kahit sobrang bilis. Grabe, travel-wise, nag-revenge travel talaga this 2022. Nakapunta ako sa mga lugar sa Pilipinas na hindi ko napupuntahan before.
Yes.
First time ko mag-Boracay.
Yeah, I love
first
Boracay.
First time ko mag-Cebu.
Yes.
Oo. Mga hindi ko napupuntahan lugar kasi alam mo naman, hindi naman tayo ano masyadong magala. Naging magala lang tayo nung nasa ibang bansa kasi madali mag-travel. Pero sa Pilipinas, wala akong masyadong napupuntahan. So, just so thankful na kahit ang bilis-bilis dumaan nung taon, naging adventure field.
And
madami din tayo napuntahan ngayong taon na to. Ikaw, kamusta ang 2022 mo?
Super saya. Siyempre, after ng pandemic, finally, first quarter ng year, nag-open na ang mga borders. So, I got...
Nakailang uwi ka ba? Ang dami mong uwi, no?
Nakatatlo na ako so far this year. Ay, no, apat actually. Apat.
Grabe, no?
Tapos uwi pa ako next week. Ay,
panlima na.
Panlima. Oo. Revenge travel nga tawag ka dyan. Tama ka dyan sa sinabi mo. At tama ka rin doon na sobrang bilis talaga ng taon. Kaya talaga you have to be as present as possible sa kada moment ng buhay mo. Kasi sobrang bilis lang niya, so you have to learn to really just be present and enjoy the moment.
Yeah, may narinig ako na talk. Parang depression comes from thinking about the past. And anxiety is coming from thinking of the future.
Yeah,
so,
makes sense.
So, para maalis yun, you should be in the now. You should be present. Just live for the moment. Sabi nga ni Maxine Magalona na i-cherish mo yung now. Kasi that's the key to contentment and happiness, which makes sense. Oo nga naman. Kung masyadong isipin yung future kasi malulus mo, mamimiss out mo yung ano yung nasa.
Totoo yan. At saka yung kung ano kang meron ka ngayon, ito lang yung concrete na meron ka talaga. So might as well just enjoy it kasi yung future naman hindi mo alam kung ano meron dyan. Well, I'm glad na pareho tayong nagkaroon ng fruitful at chill na 2022, wala masyadong dagok ng buhay. Di ba?
Ah, amen.
Oh, diba? Something to be grateful.
Ibang tao. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Let's make it as light as possible, year end, no? We thought of doing a reflection episode, pero let's make it as chill as possible since ito ang pinaka-year-end party natin dito sa Samut Sari. Hey guys, if you're listening,
party tayo.
Oo. Gusto mo yun? Dahil nagkaroon ng year-end party bigla.
Christmas party pong ano, magla-live ba tayo yan? Countdown. Kala mo yung manonood.
Parang token of appreciation lang. Kasi syempre, yung kinita naman natin sa podcast na to would not be possible without them.
Uy, meron din yung kinita natin. Meron man.
Ang kinita natin naman dito ay maraming pagod.
Friendship.
Friendship.
Uy, kumita tayo maraming friendship.
Friendship earned.
Uy, nag-gay-gay-gay. Ano, madam-dam. Friendship reunited. New friends met. Ganyan.
Thank you.
Friended relationship.
I'm glad you said that, Celso. Kasi parang, yes, we did not earn anything financially. Pero we gained so much. Like, experience. And, you know, having having this new perspective from different people na na-guest natin at saka sa mga listeners natin.
Saka naging way tong ano podcast natin para ma-reconnect tayo sa mga friends natin lalo pandemic no, na hindi natin nami-meet na. Kahit video lang to, one hour talk para na-reconnect tayo sa mga taong we value so much and nakamit tayo ng mga bagong tao.
Siyang
like tunay. Mga interview natin sa podcast. Diba? Kaya. Ayan.
Ang saya. Well, that's a good start. I love it. Okay, well, New Year na, holiday season na, usapang pagkain muna tayo, Celso. Gusto mo yan parang ano talaga, host na host? One tanga lang. Usapang pagkain muna tayo. May pagkain ka bang nilook forward every holiday or New Year to be specific? Ikaw ba ay isang taong makeso de bola o maham?
Ako ano, pagkain na nilook forward ko pag holiday is ano, fruit salad talaga. Fruit salad. Alam mo yung ano, feeling ko kasi lactose intolerant ako na every time makakain ng milk, nagkukulo yung chan ko. Pero alam mo yun, pagkakain ko ng fruit salad, so kukulo yung chan ko, magsisir ako. After ko mailabas, lalaban ulit ako. Laban ulit sa fruit salad. Ganun ka ba pag fruit salad? Ewan ko, ganun ako lagi. Parang kukulo lang siya. Tapos, balik ulit, bukas ulit ng ref. Ganun, hanggang ni
Hope. Pero ang sarap kasi talaga kumain eh, pag ano, pag New Year. Parang,
lalo yung nag-yellow yung fruit salad na galing freezer.
Yung parang pa-ice cream na siya, pero nangunguya pa din siya.
Oo. So, after ko lang mag-oops, laban ulit sa fruit
salad. Hanggat hindi na ubos ang fruit salad, tirada lang. Oo. Ako hindi, I'm not a fruit salad person eh, pero ang inaabangan ko talaga every New Year ay ube halaya. Kasi
is it homemade or binibili?
Yung homemade kasi it's not something na ano.
Ay shit, ang hirap haluin.
Ginagawa
yan.
Mo ano kada okasyon eh. So New Year talaga nag-uube halaya yung.
Ang hirap haluin 'yan, 'di ba?
Exactly. So habang kinakain mo siya, you're thinking of the effort ng taong gumawa nun, which is usually my ate and nanay. Oo.
Ang hirap haluin nun, no. Kudos, parang ano, kayo po mga tunay na bayan ng New Year. Yung nag-uubi halaya. Grabe, struggle haluin.
Totoo. Bukod sa mahirap siya haluin, it will take ano so much time eh for you to ano, yung para ihalo siya ng ihalo. Mm. Diba? So,
kasi hindi mo dapat itigil yung paghalo nun. Yung consistency nun, kailangan makuha mo talaga sa consistent na paghalo.
Diba? Ang simpleng pagkain pero mahirap gawin pero sobrang sarap.
Actually, lalo pag super milky, no?
Mm-mm.
Halaya.
Ayan. Well, since usapang pagkain na tayo, speaking of pagkain, if pagkain yung 2022 mo, how would you describe it sa isang food? Anong pagkain ito?
si Dominic Roque po. Mapagkain pala yung kainin. Ako ano, siguro ano, sisig. Sisig or dinakdakan or something related to that, mga ano. Kasi maproseso siya gawin, inihaw, tapos, or pinakuluan muna, tapos inihaw, tapos tinadtad, tapos nilagyan ng mga pampalasa, tapos may siling anghang, may sipa ng anghang. So, it's a processful year for me. Tapos with some challenges na may mga anghang, may mga kick ng spice. But at in the end, pag nakain mo na siya, masarap. Masarap siya. It was worth the effort. It was worth the mga challenges.
Aww.
And like what we said earlier na walang malaking dagok. Walang ganun. The end, masarap pa din yung pagkain.
Aww.
Pag ano, pag na-realize mo, kahit madami kang pinagdaanan sa luluto ng pagkain na yun.
Wait, pero ang sisig ba ay iniihaw muna bago tantarin?
Nakikita ko sa Facebook. Kasi ilalaga muna yung tenga or whatever part, laman loob. Tapos para may charred effect, smoke, iniihaw siya, tatantarin. Parang ganun. Ganun yung ano. Or dinakdakan ba yung nide-describe ko? Parang something ganun.
Sa akin naman, ano, simpleng food lang siguro, ano, tinola. Tinolang manok, to be specific. May iba pang tinola?
Favorite ko din yun.
Tinolang manok. Kasi diba, kakatapos lang natin sa, ano, sa mga lockdown. So, nakapag-travel ulit tayo. Sarap makauwi ulit. Pag Filipino food, isa yan sa mga paborito ko talaga, tinolang manok. So, ayun, being able to go back home this year, ang sarap lang. And tinola is home for me.
Alam mo ba, hindi mo natatang, favorite ko ang tinola sa lahat ng ulam. Hindi ko lang siya sinabi, para lang maiba. Pero if there's one food that I can eat
over and over
again, that reminds me home.
Oo.
Okay ako sa tinola.
Tinolang manok.
How about song? If 2022 is a song.
Oh.
Anong song to?
Alam, hindi ko pa siya naisip, Pap. May naisip ka na ba?
Alam mo yung Leaves ng Ben and Ben?
Kantayin mo nga.
Leaves will soon grow from the bareness of trees, and all will be alright in time.
Oh, ang ganda.
Siguro yun. Yun yung ano, yun yung song ko for 2022. Parang, shit, nagiging malungkot yung ano natin. Yung podcast natin. Well, kasi prior to 2022, 'di ba, nagkaroon tayo ng madaming COVID, maraming mga personal challenges at the same time. Tapos 2022 was the year na parang recovering eh, 'di ba? Recovering tayo ng mga previous years. 'Di ba? May kasabihan nga na we don't talk about 2020 kasi parang hindi siya nangyari, parang ang pangit 2021 even. So 2020 parang yung nagre-recover pa lang tayo, we're bouncing back and all. Your Leaves is Leaves will soon grow from the bareness of trees, and all will be all right in time. Siguro parang 2022 was the start of bouncing back for me, for everyone of us, and parang and all will be all right in time. Alam mo yon, parang we will be all right. You're okay. You're okay na. It doesn't mean that you're really okay. Parang it was okay not to be okay this year. Pero you are in the right place at the right time. And just trust that leaves will soon grow kasi there's a promise of better years ahead of you. Pero 2022 was the beginning of it.
Ang ganda, Maf. Ang ganda niyan. Pang-describe nga siya ng ano nangyari sa year 2022 mo. Ang sa akin naman ay Hills and Valleys ni Thorin Wells.
Sing a few lines. Talent portion.
yung may lyrics na, on the mountains I will vow my life to the one who sent me there. In the valley, oh. I will lift my life to the one who sees me there.
Some kind of a gospel song.
It is actually, it is a gospel song. Which happened to be the number one song din sa, ano ko, sa Spotify Year End Eclatec. Yung sa rap, ayun din yung number one song ko this year.
Wow.
Ayun.
Ganda naman.
Ayan. Medyo humugot tayo doon ng light. So, diretso na natin. Mm-mm. Is there any hugot for 2022 for you, Celso? Or sa mga listeners din natin, if you have any, think of it.
Ako, if there's a hugot for me, it would be, for me, it's good to be surrounded by friends, by family, by your accountability partners. Pero if there's one hugot or lesson that I've learned this year, at the end of the day, you only have yourself. Not in a negative way. No? Parang, you only have yourself to cheer you up. You only have yourself to remind yourself to wake up every day and know what your purpose is, and work on your goals. Parang hindi yun yung hindi kaibigan mo magre-remind sa'yo. Although may mga friends kong remind sa'yo, pero it always has to be you. Sino ba yung was it Maxine din ata na parang or si Isabel Daza, pag daw gumigising siya ng umaga, haharap siya lagi sa mirror and she will speak to herself. Ako sabi niya sarili niya, parang nagmamantra, ano siya, nag-recite siya ng mantra for herself na ikaw to, maganda ka. Inaano niya, ina-affirm niya yung sarili niya, which is, parang ang ganda nga doon, no? Parang, kaya mo to, you can nail this, slay the day. Yun yung, for me, yun yung hugot ko for the year, na you only have yourself, you can only trust anyone, you can trust everyone, but it's important you trust yourself more. Parang gano'n. So, hindi jowa mo, hindi asawa mo, hindi parents mo, hindi family mo. I mean, it's good that you have them, pero at the end of the day, sarili mo yung support system.
Sobrang importante nga yung self-accountability. Kasi parang, yung happiness mo naman, hindi siya nakasalalay sa ibang tao, nakasalalay siya sa alam mo yun, what you would consider make you feel happy. If feeling mo these people doesn't add value to your life or doing this thing does not add value to your life, mag-self-check ka na what are you gonna do with that? Kasi kung feeling mo naman you're wasting your time but you want something else but you're not doing anything, you are responsible to your own happiness. There are things that needs to be changed, then make it happen. And if there are things that you want to do, then make it happen as well. Yung podcast natin din na to, kasi diba, I thought of this last year and I just don't have the courage to do it. I mean, you have the time, but you don't have the courage because you're thinking too much of what could happen. And going back to our previous episode, sasabi ko na, don't let the thought of what could happen make nothing happen. So sometimes you just have to give it a go and
parang wala kang what ifs. Just to piggyback on that, that we only have ourselves. Lalo ngayon na single tayo, parang we have our full control in our lives, no? Parang kung ano'y magpapasaya sa atin. Alam mo 'yan, marami nagpapasaya sa buhay natin na talagang ginagawa natin our own pace and freedom.
Exactly.
And may naalala kong may dumaan sa feed ko na when you wake up morning, every morning, when you eat your breakfast alone, when you go through your day alone, then you go home na walang naghahanap sa'yo or hinahanap kung nasa ka na or nakauwi ka na ba. This is just a question to ponder on. Do you call that freedom or loneliness?
Freedom siya instead of loneliness. Na-enjoy ko yung company ng sarili ko. Ang happiness ko naman kasi hindi naman siya nakadepende talaga sa ibang tao. I can always choose to be happy. If may mga ibang factor that would affect that, then so be it. Pero ang goal lagi is really to make yourself happy.
Agree. Happiness din, yung hindi siya, freedom din, I mean, na hindi ko feeling na lonely. Lalo tayo, single tayo, di ba? Wala tayong jowa na hanapin ka or ano. It's good parang sometimes parang ay wala man lang bebe time pag-uwi, parang ganun, wala ka man lang kayakap, which minsan napapaisip ka, pero wala kang babalik sa senses mo, hindi freedom to.
Ayun, magta 2023 na. Nag-New Year's resolution ka pa ba?
New Year's resolution is not bad kasi parang it signifies a new beginning, lalo simula ng taon, parang new sets of goals. Kahit sa mga kumpanya man, mayroong mga strategic planning na nangyayari before the start of the year. It's still good. Pero for me personally, parang New Year's resolution doesn't have to happen at the start of New Year. Mm. Parang you always have the chance and opportunity to start anywhere within the year. Kunwari, medyo na-late ka ng ano, simula ka ng March, simula ka ng July, simula ka ng August. Parang it's never too late. Kasi parang for me lang ah, ako lang to. Parang nagsi-self-impose ka ng deadline na unnecessary for you. Pero for me, parang ganun. Mm. Parang for me, you always and will always have the chance, if it did happen today, you always have tomorrow to do it. Parang ganun. Ganun lang naman for me. Pero wala naman ako masyado pinaglalaban.
Oh, ang hirap din kasi lang ano, mag-set ka ng timeline para sa sarili mo na dapat ganito ganyan ka within this year. Mahirap siya kasi it adds pressure. Although it actually works for other people. Pero ako din, it's not for me. New resolution is not a thing for me. If it works for you, then continue it. But for me...
Papapayat. No. Papapayat ako pa rin. Sige, let's... Siguro we can wrap this up by answering the question. What's your hashtag? If there's a hashtag for 2022 sa buhay mo, ano yun? And... follow-up ko doon is what are you so much thankful about for this year?
Oh, wow. Ako yung hashtag na yan, ginagawa ko yan since yung nasa Malaysia tayo.
Talaga?
Oo. Not sure if you remember, there was this
year na... Yung mga pinapost sa Instagram?
Hindi naman, pero parang gano'n na din. Parang may year na ang hashtag ay palaban, ganyan. Napakinggan ko isang episode ni Bianca Gonzalez. She does the same thing na nag-hashtag siya sa ano sa year niya.
Hindi mo naman siya ginaya. Nagkataon
hindi
lang.
Naman, hindi, nagkataon lang. Pero siya na, ano ka, nakaka-proud lang na someone that you look up to is doing the same thing. So, ako this year, ang hashtag ko, very simple. Ano, always grateful. Kasi, going back again sa ano, pandemya na nangyari, I feel so blessed pa din na sa mga nangyari sa buhay ko and... yung realizing nga na you have to really always just be present. You have to acknowledge yung mga blessings nangyari sa buhay mo. May it be as simple as, you know, spending time with a friend that you haven't seen for the longest time, or being able to spend time with your family, being able to eat this food, yung mga ganong bagay ba. So, really just being grateful the whole time. So, that's my hashtag, always grateful. Ikaw.
As cliche as it may sound, ano pa din, doon pa rin ako sa love yourself. Hashtag love yourself.
Oo, yan yung 2022 parang, mo. Okay.
2022 ko yan, love yourself. Parang this year, mas natutunan ko talaga mahalin yung sarili ko. In what way? Parang do what makes you happy. Love yourself includes parang taking care of your health, mag-exercise as frequent as possible. Kumain ng gusto mong food, spend time to relax, travel. Yan yung naging story ng 2022 ko eh. Parang it embodies the hashtag talaga na love yourself. I've done everything to make myself happy. Parang gano'n.
Aww.
And I think it's gonna be the same hashtag in 2023. Pero this loving myself would be more focused on career. Parang future building naman. Sa to lang, hindi ko nga iniisip na ano eh, parang in the future, gusto ko ng jowa, gusto ko ng hindi pa din. I envision myself being alone. Hindi naman sa being alone, parang negan. Parang ako pa din, myself pa din na kung magkakaroon ng love life sa bonus. Pero I'll still keep on loving myself, working for my own goals, my own future that, you know, pinapangarap ko.
Sobrang ganda. Oo. Important yan na you always have to prioritize yourself. Maganda. So, nasagot mo na actually yung last question natin na what would be your hashtag for 2023?
Yes.
So it's more of
yun din.
Loving yourself more, but more focus on career. Ang haba.
Parang hindi na siya ka-hashtag-hashtag. Mas ang haba.
Pwede pa rin naman. I know a friend na ganyan siya mag-hashtag sa Instagram na parang isang phrase na.
Isang paragraph.
Shout out kay Ate Jazz, kung kilala mo siya. Ganyan siya. Ako, hashtag 20 for 2023. Always grateful hashtag worked so well for me this year. So I think it will be just stay grateful for 2023. Mm. Made me really happy this year na to be able to, I don't know, see things in a different perspective, just really being like, grateful for what you have. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ayan, so it would be stay grateful. That would be my hashtag for 2023. To our listeners, if this is something that you're doing, we wanna know kung ano ang hashtag nyo for 2023.
Oh,
you might wanna share
hashtag. Okay.
Diba? And tag us on your hashtag for year 2023. Yes! To all our listeners, thank you so much sa pagtitsaga and sa mga talitaninuhan moments namin ni Celso.
Oo. No, nakakatawa, no? Nakaka-relate pala sila kahit wala mga kwento-kwento yung pinagsasabi natin. Meron nakaka-relate. They're tagging us na ano.
Oo. Sana samahan nyo kami for another year of Samut Sari. I'm really happy.
10 years kasi itong contract natin sa Viva.
Yes. Viva/GMA.
/Cornerstone.
/Cornerstone.
Ang daming contract.
/Careless.
James Reed.
Anyway, Happy New Year, everybody. And yes, stay safe. Ingat sa mga paputok.
Bye! Tapos na.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Samut Sari.
Para updated ka sa mga bago naming ganap, follow us on Instagram @SamutSari Podcast.
Oh, next time ulit ah.